Cartoons are usually not a medium for serious subjects, but a new documentary in progress by some Baltimore filmmakers actually deals with the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. Edward Hilbert and his wife escaped from the Eastern Bloc in 1956, and he kept a diary sketchbook of cartoons while waiting for a U.S. visa in Vienna. Those early depictions are the genesis for an animated film of two people running for their lives entitled Freedom Dance. It's a story we couldn't resist looking into.
If there was ever a true example of commitment and love, I think we find it in the relationship between Edward and Judy Hilbert. The Freedom Dance is an experimental documentary that incorporates character-driven animation with interviews and found footage and photographs.
So the whole thing started when the Polish Revolution was underway, and the Hungarian kids from the university, they marched out front of the parliament and they starting to protesting about the regime and as the regime going. The police was placed on the rooftops with machine guns.
In Hungary in 1956, Edward figured this was his opportunity during the chaos of the riots on the street in Budapest to escape and leave the country that that he was growing more and more distressed about. Judy, as a teenager, spent the last 9 months of World War II in a concentration camp in Austria with her mother. The last thing she would want to do is go on the road and be a refugee. She knew that he was her soulmate, and she was willing to go back on the road and experience something that people shouldn't even experience once, and here she's doing it twice. Edward, with his wife, smuggled themselves out of the country and spent 4 months on the road traveling. The process was so tedious, and they put their paperwork in and they just had nothing to do but wait. Edward, being a cartoonist, kept the journal in cartoon form of all the adventures he was having, the people he was meeting, and the movie Freedom Dance basically brings this cartoon journal to life.
I met Edward at a Jewish Community Center art show. Both of us at that time were teaching at the JCC. We got to talking, and one thing led to another. I went over and took a look at what he was doing and said, you know, you got to talk to my friend Steve.
All three of us looked at the journal, and collectively, I think the light bulb just sort of went off.
We really wanted to use the images. We wanted to bring them to life. Now, somewhere throughout the years, the original journal, which Ed had kept on like sandwich wrappers and bits of paper, got lost. Retelling his story and sort of reliving it in some ways that are bringing out more than the originals.
This is a very traumatic moment in his life. I mean, he was nearly killed twice up to this point, and this is just a release. This is how a cartoonist instinctively expresses himself and communicates and explores and questions and finds answers to things. I mean, Edward had to fight for his freedom. He risked his life for his freedom, which is, I think, why he titled his journal Freedom Dance. It's about two people going after a dream. It's a story about love.
There is a month-long exhibit and samples of the film's footage at the Jewish Community Center of Greater Baltimore, which is located at 5700 Park Heights Avenue. And on January 22nd, the Hungarian ambassador will join the filmmakers to speak about the project. Go to our website, mpt.org, for more information.
Artworks This Week is made by MPT to serve all of our diverse communities and is made possible by the generous support of our members. Thank you.